This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
A lady is suing an airline in America because she's been getting text messages from someone who works at the airline that got her number from the baggage tag.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, but like creepy messages,
oh,
like
creepy.
You're hot and
you're hot.
You better respond or you won't get your, you know, it's like really full on stuff. And she's actually now suing. What, do you think that's a suable offence to get some text messages? That
if somebody's employed by the company and they've used that personal information to do it, but I mean, anyone could, if you're walking through the baggage section, people can have a look at your bag, couldn't they?
And yeah, apparently she wasn't happy with the airline's response. So that's why if they had a, you know, and that is, isn't it weird that customer service can be a thing? It can be a big thing, like with making sure that you're happy or not. Now, have you had, I have had someone that I had my phone, I thought I'd lost it. So I did that thing where I use someone else's phone to text it or call it and say, I actually first called it and it answered.
So when you lose your phone, you ring up your own phone and go, hey, I've lost my phone. Where are you?
Or hoping that it was some nice person who's picked it up and handed it in.
And what'd they do?
They had stolen it. They'd stolen
so
my phone.
So they basically said, I've stolen your phone and you're never getting it back.
Yeah, they did more than that, though. Oh. They started texting me and said that they were going to message my mum and tell her horrible things.
Oh, like pretend they were you and say all those. Oh, did you panic?
I really panicked.
Well, don't you just ring the telco and cancel the thing on the
spot?
Well,
I did, but then I was like, half of me was like, no, this is a setup. This is a stitch up. It wasn't a stitch up. They really did do that. And I did tell them, they can't do it straight away because they want to check to make sure that, because otherwise anyone could call on a different phone and say, oh, my phone's been stolen.
A few years ago, I had to change my phone number because of being harassed. That was when we went through marriage equality and being on TV, and I don't know how someone got my number out there, but we were getting, I was getting threatening texts and phone calls. So I changed my number and told all the people I wanted to know to have my number, but somebody else has been given my old phone number and they scream and yell at all the people that ring him to ask him why they're and go carry on. And they actually found me through Facebook Messenger and have contacted me to say that they're getting all my phone calls and for me to fix it.
Oh, my goodness.
I actually had to ask them to stop. But when you talk about someone hitting on me.
Yeah.
Well, that did happen once. We went, I went to, you know, you ring up the Thai shop and I ordered my Thai, you know, two pad Thai, you know, a little bit. Yeah.
Not at all racist.
And they say, you know, what's your name, Tom? What's your phone number? You give him your phone number, your mobile.
And he actually took that as
After I went into the shop to pick it up, and sure, he was cute and I flirted and he flirted and we had a flirty across and thank you and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And when I got home, I actually got a text and asked for a date and I was actually quite put off by it. And I'm saying to Wayne, look what this person's just wrote me and I couldn't believe it. Wayne goes, yeah, but you were in there. I could see you from out there. You're flirting like a deal. And I thought, well, you are right.
We've got gorgeous Annie here.
Hello.
And you are such a cutie and you look so fresh.
Oh, thank you. Morning. I'm not fresh. I've just moved into a brand new share house and it's a bit louder than I thought it was going to be.
Anyone text you that you didn't know or call you in your past? What would you have done if they texted me?
Oh, I've had friends who said they've been harassed on the tram, accidentally given away their number, and I'm very
accidentally
well, not accidentally, you know, kind of peer pressured into it, and I've done that as well. Like, I went on a date with a man who was like probably 30 years older than me, and he was talking about his yacht and all these different things. I was 19. I was like, I really got to stop doing this. And after that, I thought, let's put an end to this random number giving on public transport. I'm like, I'm too old for this now. So it hasn't happened
since. And so was he, obviously, with his yacht. Mm. As it, like, we all own one of them, don't we? Okay, it is time for something terrible because I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not doing this anymore.
Righto, that was a mess.
Shut up, I don't know what I'm doing.
That's okay, you're lucky one of us does. How are you this morning, you two?
Well, I'm doing fantastic.
You're doing fantastic.
Jess, and in other words, we're trying to pick her off the floor. Yeah,
the blue's gone through to my brain.
Yeah, it has.
So it's gone right in.
That's all right. All right, guys.
Tell us what's happening.
I've got one for you this morning. This one popped up on the Age yesterday.
Please don't be about Meghan Markle. And
oh, goodness, no. No.
No, no.
So basically, Metro Trains have announced or released a new campaign, and it is about promoting safety on our trains and whatnot. But the way they've done it, I think, is just almost...
Well, they've never caught the worry line if you're worried about safety.
No, well, that's it, right? So basically, they've decided to release CCTV footage of all the idiots trying to get on trains at the last minute.
Oh, and people who get caught in the door.
Getting caught in the door, jumping over barriers and face-planting in front of the train. So it looks like something from Australia's Funniest Home Videos, that is what they've described
it as. I don't do
that
anymore because I was getting on a train with my children and tried to run while the doors were closing, and two of us got on and I left one at the train station. I've never done it again. I won't run for a train anymore. Yeah. Thank God the kids let go of each other's hand because I didn't want... Yeah. But it's dangerous. Don't ever run to get on a train.
Exactly. So the whole point of it, I think, you know, the bottom line here is we're all holding up trains and everything's running late. But, you know, I think that there's an underlying message of, you know, don't be an idiot. You've got... Yeah. They had 1,000 ambulance call-outs last year to people face-planting on train stations.
Well, but can we go... Is there a website we can go to laugh at these things?
Yeah, just chuck it in Google and it'll come up. I mean, it's on Twitter. I mean, just Metro Trains have these safety campaigns all the time. Mm. So,
and is it only people that have, like, essentially broken the law? Because otherwise are you going to get shamed for doing something that was silly, like just tripping? So.
Well, no, that's exactly right. There are people being shamed for just tripping. You know, there's a great one of someone jumping over the barrier and their foot clips the gate and then they just tumble
but
down.
But that is breaking the law.
Yeah,
so is it someone who's just tripped that's people that are doing something stupid.
So, I didn't realise this as well. Apparently, it's a $400 fine if you hold the door open on a train.
Whoa!
Yeah, so, you know, I'd say, like, mate, get the next one.
Look, Tom, lucky you left that kid there.
So when people put your foot on the door, because I go back to the old days where we didn't have automatic doors. We used to have the doors open and you could hang out of the train.
Yeah.
And as we went past the girls' school, we used to grab their hats and then at the end of the platform, we used to drop them so that we wouldn't throw them on the railway, but because we were one, the girls' schools got off the station before we did. It was went to an all boys. Look, it was very mean. Yeah. But then all of a sudden they brought in automatic doors, so we'd have to sit there with our foot to hold them open.
Oh, yeah. God. Well, at least I would love to know, firstly, I think this is, which kid did you leave? Because that would have been a definite. If you were worried, that you were not one of the favourites.
I left middle child, of course. It's always middle child that got left behind.
If you were ever worried that you were not one of the favourites, oh, God, he left me at the station again.
I would have just yelled at them. It was all their fault for not keeping up. Thank you, Chris.
No, thank you very much.
I'm very upset because you were telling me yesterday that non-smokers are going to get more holidays.
Well, it's not here in Melbourne.
Oh, okay.
It's one particular business has done it.
Well, I think
he's
it's
a smoker himself.
Oh, okay. Because I was saying that there, I've ran hairdressers before, like salons, and I'm going to tell you that it's lazy people are lazy people regardless whether you smoke or not.
Yes.
Yeah, so I don't think that's fair. I'm not happy about this.
So I'm going to just let everyone... So there's
a
guy...
This is racism, isn't it? Well, no, not racism, but...
I'm pretty sure smoking is not a race, Tom.
Well, I don't mean... Like, you know, like it's being mean to somebody because, you know, like they've got red hair or something like that.
Well, yeah. I don't think smoking is like being mean to someone because they've got red hair, Tom.
Well, they are if they're going to say that somebody that sits next to me gets 4 extra days off and they sit there on the internet all day.
So, the whole premise is that a particular guy has worked out that if everyone has 10, like 3 cigarettes, 10 minutes, it works out to be 6, over an 8-hour shift for a year is 16 and a quarter days outside having a cigarette.
Oh, that's... Who did that mess? That doesn't add up.
It doesn't really add up in my brain either because
16 days.
Actually, it works out to be... Yes, because remember, it's only an 8-hour day.
Well, you know,
and that's 30 minutes outside of your normal break. So that's how it's working out.
Okay.
So if you work out 30 times, you know, 40... Yeah. Anyway.
Well, I'm not that upset now because you told me that if the non-smokers get 4 extra days, but if I keep smoking, I'm taking 16. Oh, I'm going to... I'm not that worried now. For a moment there, I thought I was getting ripped off. Now I think I've got a good deal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I didn't know whether it would be... I'm not... for it. Unless it could be really regimented. I think it could be done, like, now these days when we use like swipe cards to get in and out of the door, that could be a difference. So I know
so you want the whole Big Brother thing.
The tap in. Yeah, no, not watch me. In, tap me out. But then again, that would be a bit, yeah, because I'm generally someone who gets there a bit late. But I don't smoke, and I used to smoke, and I can honestly say, how do I give up? Well, quickly, when I was in hospitality, I was one of the smokers who would get it done quickly, and I worked five people's jobs. How did I give up?
Is important. I think we should all be non-smokers, because it's not good for you.
It's also not good for your back pocket. Like, it really is expensive. Yeah. Like, when we were the other day walking with Wayne, and someone asked him for a cigarette, and he said, can I pay for it? And then Wayne's like, no, you can have it. And I looked at him going, you just basically gave him
$3.50. Yeah, but that poor
because
man,
that's how much one ciggy is.
Yeah, but that poor man was homeless. So I know, you can't take money from a homeless person.
I wasn't
expecting
you to, yeah. But I was just, my joke was the fact that it's expensive. It's so expensive.
Oh, it's expensive.
Now.
I'm sure they're asking for ciggies and using it as the black market out there. You know, that buys you a meal and, yeah.
That's it. Well, I have quit smoking because I'm on a bet that I didn't realise was an infinite time frame. I used to smoker, then I became a social smoker, then I used to just be an OP smoker, other people smoking. And then Cleo said to me, Cleo's never smoked. And she said, you're a smoker. I said, no, I'm not a smoker. And she said, you are. And I said, I could quit anytime I like. And she said, prove it. And I said, I bet you I can. And then
I love Cleo. She's the ultimate manipulator. She's the ultimate
manipulator.
Yeah.
And then my wish to prove her wrong has meant that I've got 5.5 years of something or 4.5 years of not smoking because I proved that I could not smoke again. So there you go.
Okay,
into a bet
situation.
So the
nervous is don't smoke.
Don't
and you get
smoke,
4 extra days holiday.
And you look, if they implement HIIT here, I will absolutely be for it because, look at the holidays we get here at Joy.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.